TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The councillor of Ward 20 in Ladysmith says efforts are underway to fix the water issues there. The community has been facing a supply crisis for several weeks.
Some areas for 16 days and the higher areas is 21 days. Today will be the 22nd day because I see most of my area is without water at the moment.
And that's Councillor Abbas Warasali, who says some areas affected include Ndomba, Acacia Vale and Aloe Park. He says they were invited by Uthugela District Municipality to see the recently installed water pump yesterday.
This pump is not started, not commissioned. The reason that they gave us yesterday was they are waiting for the concrete to dry. So hopefully, if all goes well, that pump will be commissioned today.
Resident Hufsa Khan says it's been a difficult period for them.
Some of us were actually going to the other part of town, which is the army base, and we were getting water in our cars, in our buckets, and we were running to the shop to buy drinking water and to like use for the toilet. We would just simply like our water from our tap. We are paying consumers. We can't be living like this and running around for updates and phoning their call centers, and the people are busy telling us we have to wait for a media statement. We just want water in our tap. That's my plea.
Councillor Warasali says water tankers will be deployed if water supply is not restored soon. Well, there's been an influx of travellers into KwaZulu-Natal today as the Easter break begins. One of them is Jose Khan from Pietermaritzburg, whose family was headed down to the south coast earlier today when they stopped at the Merriam Hill Toll Plaza.
I'm going to my gate. I'm going to be fishing and relaxing on my bed and watching TV.
But for some, their travel destination changed on the spot. Two people were arrested and are now spending the Easter holiday behind bars. KZN Transport spokesperson Dabezin Tasibia says officers used a new gadget that scans licenses and number plates to arrest them.
A brand new stolen GTI Golf 8 has also been recovered. Umemezi Wezimoto revealed that the car was reported stolen in Witbank with a case number. A new case number has been opened. A fraudulent temporal vehicle permit has also been detected and a criminal sent to jail. We can also indicate that 110 motorists have been charged for the violation of traffic rules. About 13 vehicles have been taken off-road and impounded.
Itakwini Municipality says all but five of its beaches are safe for swimming. High levels of E. coli have been found in the water at Laguna, Westbrook, Angstes Beach, Brighton and Reunion. Meanwhile, Life Saving South Africa is urging everyone to make water safety a priority. Life Saving South Africa's Jace Govender has warned that a drowning can happen in seconds and can go unnoticed.
Only swim between the red and yellow flags during bathing hours when lifeguards are on duty. Refrain from swimming in rivers or dams that do not have lifeguards. Always stay away from motorized power craft. Do not drink and swim.
Durban 23 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.